The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's not gay. I'm a girl.
I'm kind of improvising as I go along.
I read what I want and I think what I want and I associate with people I want and I don't have any taboos.
Freak socks.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Don't look for the little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard.
Why not be a responsible DJ and have a theme?
Ooh, Sheldon, I'm afraid you couldn't be more wrong.
Wrong is an absolute state, not subject to gradation.
Of course it is. It's a little wrong to say a tomato is a vegetable. It's very wrong to say it's a suspension bridge.
Burn in hell, you narrow-minded, tacky-ass bitch.
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I want you to like I do.
Let's hear
ビーチに向かう俺の車のカーステレオからご機嫌なアイスプテンダノイバウテンのメタルパーカッションの金属音が心地いいぜ。
だんだん自分が海のような気がしてきたんだよね。でも泳げないんだ。
やれやれ、俺ってもしかしたら今溺れちゃってんのかな。おい、そこのお前、そうそう、お前お前お前、
助けてー。
Friends and music lovers, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't know it, what we always do on a Plastic Sushi is to start things off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with a wide variety of music, like jazz and punk and funk and metal and electronic and country and disco and ambient, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And then we mix in audio samples from who knows where. Tonight, in celebration of a successful tomato season, as the summer comes to an end. Yes, the first day of fall is Monday. And, well, we're celebrating with, as DJ Easy Ed could not say, my most controversially titled theme ever, Tomatoes and Bitches. Yes, you know, besides celebrating the tomatoes, the second component of the theme, the word bitch, it's not in my normal working vocabulary. But when I came up with the idea for this show, it just seemed to fit so right. As Mozart supposedly wrote in a letter that's actually now known to be forged, whence and how they come, I know not, nor can I force them, when he was talking about how his musical ideas. So, yeah, maybe it's a fake quote, or it absolutely is a fake quote, but the idea is still pretty good. Just, you know, imagination. Who knows where these ideas come from? So, the idea for tonight's show show is working off of the fact that tomato is actually a slang 20th century term for an attractive woman. Since first recorded use was in 1929, as in she's a real tomato. And in particular, when I think of a tomato that way, I think of the incredibly beautiful and talented actress and singer Anne Margaret. When she had red hair, yeah, Anne Margaret, she's a real tomato. So the idea is we're going to be playing a lot of songs about tomatoes, those vegetable fruits, and a couple of songs with men singing about women they seem not to like, and then a lot of songs by women, with the underlying question being, is that 20th century slang term for a hot woman or girl goes, is she a tomato or is she a bitch? And our audio clips include a couple of samples from Marilyn Monroe, both from movies and an interview I found. In particular, you're going to hear talking about being the blonde. So we began the show with, of course, a song by a Japanese band. This being a Plastic Sushi sound collage as opposed to a Tears of the Gods sound collage. And that was Denki Groove with a track from their album UFO. Denki Groove is Bitch. And remember, when you hear a woman singing tonight, the question is bitch or tomatoes? And let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band, the Three Tomatoes, that at any time in Shonen Knife. And here they are right now with Tomato Head on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That except for a nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomato is ripe. They're so perky. I love that.
My baby's in the kitchen with a look in her eye. She's a woman on a mission. I'm a man who knows why. When my baby gets to cooking, I get weak in the knees, and she's preheating her oven to 300 degrees. She takes two cans of tomatoes, dumps them in a pan, and adds enough brown sugar to kill a normal man. She takes her homemade bread and breaks it into chunks. She's a shaking and a baking. If I was drinking, I'd be drunk. Yeah, there's only one way to this man's heart, and that's through my baby's mastery of the culinary arts. I may not have good taste, but I know it tastes good, and that's the taste of my baby's tomato pudding. Her tomatoes are stewing, her butter's at a boil. If she's a wanting what I'm wishing, ooh, I just struck oil. Inside my baby's cookbook is my favorite dessert. I'm a pudding man, and I'm so hungry it hurts. She said, I like to cook it real slow, let it simmer till it browns. I said, baby, blow me over, knock me down. She said, I'm gonna add a pinch of basil just to give it a little extra. I said, you add any more anything, they'll have to arrest you. Yeah, the only way to this man's heart, through my baby's mastery of the culinary arts. I may not have good taste, but I know it tastes good, and that's the taste of my baby's tomato pudding. She makes it sweet as honey, and it tastes like sin. And once I've had it, I got to have it again. There's only one way to this man's heart, and that's through my baby's mastery of the culinary arts. I may not have the taste, but I know it tastes good, and that's the taste of my baby's tomato pudding. Tastes good, and that's a taste of my baby's tomato pudding. Tomato pudding. I may not have good taste, but I know it tastes good, and that's a taste of my baby's tomato pudding.
That's right.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
Friday night. 12 hours sleep a night, and lots of makeup.
We'll be right back. you know I enjoy.
Hilton, did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, I am bringing you perhaps my most controversially named plastic sushi theme ever. It's called Tomatoes and Bitches, as we celebrate the end of the tomato season and we play you a bunch of songs by women, with the question being, which one are they? A tomato being a slang 20th century term for an attractive woman, especially if she's a redhead, but even not. We started off with the three tomatoes that at any time are in the Japanese band Shonen Knife. Yes, that was Tomato Head from their Rock Animals album of 1994. And then going out by request to Chuck, the Rolling Stones, Bitch from Sticky Fingers. Thanks to Chuck, you, and to Arthur for calling in. You know, that was the first time ever I think I've had to answer the phone while I was talking on the other line to somebody. But, well, we managed to do it. It's kind of the trickiest thing here at WMFO, learning how to be a DJ. And, yes, well, last week I urged people who had an interest in possibly becoming a WMFO DJ to go to our general interest meeting that was on Sunday. And, well, we'll see if anybody took me up on my offer to let me train you and show you how to be a WMFO DJ. Our new schedule should be coming up. And, well, I guess after this week with the Tomatoes and Bitches theme, we'll see if I still have a show next week. Or if perhaps I get reassigned to the 3 a.m. Monday morning slot or something like that. But if not, we're going to be having some training coming up. And after the Rolling Stones, we heard from Jeff Daniels. Tomato Pudding was the name of that song. And besides being some nice music in there, boy, that sure had a lot of double entendres. It's like an AC/DC song. Another thing that I liked at the end was the little kind of giggle there. Reminds me, actually, of Mariah, one of my... Well, I've got lots of favorite WMFO DJs, but Mariah, you might remember, she trained a way while back, and she's on the air continuing with Paranormal Playground Sounds on from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Well, right now, until the new schedule goes into effect. But one thing I really love about Mariah, besides her wonderful voice and laugh, is the wide variety of music that she plays. She's really got this WMFO freeform style in there, playing classical, playing rock, playing Gilbert O'Sullivan, playing country, playing pop. Playing, yes, so great job, Mariah. And then, as we were alternating in that set, you know, going between Tomato and Bitch and Tomato and Bitch, we had Elton John, the Bitch is back. And then a real Tomato and Margaret, 13 Men from, and a perfect compilation album, Cocktail Mix Volume 2. And we finished the music in that set with a song having perhaps one of the greatest screams in rock history. Jet, Cold Hard Bitch. And that reminds me, one of the themes I've got under development is the idea is greatest screams and yells. And, well, that's under development. It's just a little seed right now, but if I ever get around to it, it should be a pretty good theme. And then we finished off with a public service announcement from Paris Hilton. So, I wanted to mention that this Sunday, it's going to be Tufts Community Day from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., although prime time is really 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And it's here on the Tufts campus on the Academic Quad. It's co-sponsored by Somerville's host cities of Somerville and Medford. There's going to be lots of outstanding entertainment, in particular the two student a cappella groups, the Beelzebubs, the men a cappella groups, and then the female Jackson Jills, and they're both just great. You know, one of my favorite magical moments here at WMFO was going down the stairs after finishing my show one Friday evening, and the Jackson Jills were on the second floor, about eight of them singing in the stairway. And I just went through, like, all of them singing, and it was spectacular magic, beyond stereo, just being in the middle of all that. And but I won't be able to appreciate those performances because I'm going to be at our West Somerville Neighborhood Association table, handing out literature about that and about the airplane noise. That's, you know, one of my my big issues here. And next week, next Friday, I am going to be presenting my first ever radio news story here on WMFO, and we'll see if we can't get it played on WMBR2 on their local news program, because their news director and my friend Linda Pinkow, well, she mentioned to me, they're, well, we'll see what we can do. That's what I mean to say. And, so yeah, Tufts Community Day this Sunday. It's free. The food is free and it's good. Burgers and veggie burgers and candied apples. The entertainment is wonderful. And if you want to find out more, just fire up your favorite search engine and type in Tufts Community Day. And you'll find out more very easily. Backing me up is Billy May and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. And, well, let's continue exploring this most controversially named theme. And we're going to start off with a song from The Prodigy. And, well, if you are a Prodigy fan, then I think you pretty much know which song this is. It's got a video and somebody going around, and at the end, well, I'll just get to it. Somebody abusing women and getting all these things, but then it turns out at the end it's actually a woman who's doing all that. But in any case, here's The Prodigy on WMFO, exploring our theme, Tomatoes and Bitches.
tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. Touch me plum and me apple too. Here's one thing you just can't do. All you do is feel 'em, feel 'em. Ain't you tired of the feel 'em, feel 'em? All you do is squeeze 'em, man. Ain't you tired of the squeeze 'em, squeeze 'em? Please, mister, don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. To take advice from me, the more you look, the less you see. If you just must have your way, double the price you've got to pay. All you do is feel 'em, feel 'em. Ain't you tired of the feel 'em, feel 'em? All you do is squeeze 'em, man. Ain't you tired of the squeeze 'em? Please, miss, but don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. You're hard like a coconut. Nuts on nuts, but nothing but. Before the temperature sugar and hot, man, make up your mind just what is what. All you do is feel 'em, feel 'em. Ain't you tired of the feel 'em, feel 'em? All you do is squeeze 'em, man. Ain't you tired of the squeeze 'em, squeeze 'em? Please, mister, don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato.
To which I would like to maintain sole and exclusive rights and privileges.
To the MI, brr, cat like a semi. Niggas stole my car, won't you get mine? Give your ass a black eye. Oh, say bye bye. I'ma give your body to the sky. Run through your clip, nigga, you pissed, don't trip. I'ma have to bust you in your lips. And the whips, better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't for no nigga giving tips.
She's a bitch.
When you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's a bitch.
See, I got more cheese. So back on up while I roll up my sleeve.
She's a bitch.
You can't see me, Joe. Get on down while I shoot my flow.
She's a bitch.
When I do my thing, got the place on fire, bring it down the flame. Roll up in my car, don't stop, won't stop. I'ma keep it rocking till the clock don't top. I'ma keep it hot, let my ass on fire. I'ma grab a Philly, go and roll it at the bar. What you talk, what you say, huh? Gotta flow, gotta move it slow, huh? Better you running out the dough, huh? You gon' be a long lost soul, what you say? Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. Put me on stage, watch your niggas feel me. Don't wax, watch it blaze like me. Go yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. 55, height, 75, 85, touch the mic. 95, miss it wild for the night. 105, I'ma keep the crowd hype.
She's a bitch.
When they say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's a bitch.
See, I got more cheese. Back on up while I roll up my sleeve.
She's a.
Hi. Me, don't you remember? The tomato from upstairs.
What you know about Timothy, let me know. Eat an MC like C's, let me know. If you get drunk, lean on me, let me know. I'm about to bust like P, feel me now. Anybody know my skills, what it deal? Anybody feel my skills, it's the real. Anybody wanna come with the steel? Anybody gotta get the whole body pill?
She's a bitch.
When they say my name, talk more jump, but won't look my way.